Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology. Science, which changes the way we view the universe. Science, which touches all of us, because of course science is everywhere. And if you want to be part of Science Fantastic, then give us a call. All it takes is one phone call. You pick up the phone and you dial 612-564-8135. Write that number down, 612-564-8135. And all we ask of you is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and hey, ask that question that's always been bothering you. And just remember that many people think that, well, the questions I have are kind of stupid. People will laugh at me. But, you know, sometimes the stupidest questions are the most profound and the deepest questions of all. For example, years ago, there was a 16-year-old boy, who asked a rather stupid question, a question that would make people laugh. The question that this 16-year-old boy asked was, can you outrace a light beam? Such a simple question. Can you go faster than light? Well, he spent 10 years working on this problem, since the age of 16 to the age of 26. And when he was 26 years old, he finally figured it out. No, you cannot outrace a light beam. Light is, in fact, the ultimate velocity in the universe. Who was that 16-year-old boy? His name was Albert Einstein. So sometimes the deepest questions are the silliest questions of all. And here's another question. There was the pandemic. Pandemics raged throughout history. And years ago in London, there was the plague. Many universities were shut down, including Cambridge University. And one boy had to go home. And he was walking down his estate one day, and he saw an apple fall. An apple falling down. Then he looked up, and he saw the moon. And then he asked a question for the ages. If an apple falls, does the moon also fall? Well, it took him many years to figure that out, but the answer is yes. Apples fall because they're, of course, attracted by the Earth, and the moon is also attracted by the very same force. The force on the Earth is the same as the force in outer space. And then he calculated it. In fact, the mathematics of his time was not advanced enough for him to do the calculation. So he invented a new mathematics to solve the problem of the falling moon. Who was that young gentleman? Isaac Newton, perhaps the greatest scientist of all. And so once again, it was a stupid question which set into motion Newtonian mechanics. Does the moon also fall? And the answer is yes. The moon, of course, doesn't hit the Earth because the Earth is round and the moon wraps around the Earth. But such a simple question, does the moon also fall, gave a profound answer. The answer is yes, the moon also falls. Well, here's your chance to ask that stupid question, too. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And also go to my website. It's mkaku.org. mkaku.org, and find out about what I'm up to. I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers. My latest New York Times bestseller is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of everything. Is there an equation, perhaps no more than 1 inch long, something like E equals MC squared, an equation that simple that summarizes all physical laws of the universe? Well, we think so. The leading candidate is something called string theory, which is what I do for a living. That's why I get a paycheck from New York State, is because of string theory. And find out more about the theory of everything, an equation perhaps no more than 1 inch long that would allow us to, quote, read the mind of God. Well, let's move on now and take a few listener phone calls, and then I'll answer some of the emails that I also get. So let's take a listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Jim. I'm listening to it on call letters 1240 a.m. in Romulus, New York. My question is, if the light from the Big Bang is still coming toward us, how did the Earth get here first? Thank you.
Well, it does seem rather strange. We think that the Big Bang took place 13.8 billion years ago. That was a long time ago. And you figure that by now, certainly, all the light has dissipated, so there's no more light left. So how can light reach us from the Big Bang with our telescopes and our observational instruments when it happened so long ago and the light should have extinguished by now? Well, look at it this way. Get a balloon and assume that the balloon was deflated 13.8 billion years ago, and you gradually start to expand the balloon, okay? The radiation from the Big Bang permeates the entire surface of the balloon. So no matter where you are on the surface of the balloon, even after the balloon begins to expand, you're going to get hit by some of that radiation. So when we look in the heavens and we look for radiation from the Big Bang, we find it. That radiation is 3 degrees above absolute zero. It's very cold. That's the temperature of the radiation of the Big Bang today. When the Big Bang first exploded, the universe was quite hot, but that was 13.8 billion years ago. Now it's cooled down. And it's cooled down to the point where our instruments can pick it up at about 3 degrees above absolute zero. And why is that radiation still circulating? Because it is the remnant, the echo of the original Big Bang. So think of a balloon. You're sitting on the balloon and there's radiation whizzing all over you because that's the afterglow, the shock waves of the original Big Bang. And so we think that this gives you a very nice understanding of the temperature of the universe and where we stand with respect to the Big Bang. Now you may say to yourself, well, where did it take place? North, south, east, west? Where did the Big Bang take place? Well, the answer is everywhere. Because if that balloon were very, very tiny and gradually began to expand, and then you ask yourself a question, if I'm sitting on the balloon, from where did it expand? Where did the expansion come from? Where is the point of expansion? Well, you begin to realize there is none. Because the Big Bang took place, in some sense, everywhere. Everywhere, nowhere, because the universe back then was very tiny. It was a very tiny universe back then, smaller than a marble. And because of that, radiation could spread over the entire universe. And that radiation is still circulating around us today. So that's an amazing fact. That when you look at the night sky, radiation from the Big Bang is still with us today, 13.8 billion years ago. So when you look at the night sky and you ask yourself, well, how cold is it out there? It is 3 degrees above absolute zero. Where did that 3 degrees come from? That 3 degrees is the afterglow, the shock wave of the original Big Bang. Amazing. It all fits together. Well, if you want to find out more about these incredible mind-bending concepts, get a copy of some of my latest books. Books like Hyperspace. Books like The God Equation. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and find out what all the excitement is about. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and then we're going to answer questions that I get from email. Give us a call.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Well, once again, we're going to take some of the calls that I get on email, and we're going to answer them on Science Fantastic. Here's one that came in ripped off from the headlines, and that concerns the Chinese so-called, quote, weather balloons, unquote, that was recently shot down by the Air Force. And the question is, are these so-called weather balloons UFOs? I mean, it is possible that people could mistake a weather balloon and think that it's a UFO, and perhaps that's one of the reasons why we have so many UFO sightings. Well, yes and no. But we now realize that the Chinese have been sending these balloons up much more frequently around the world, periodically, basically spying on other people's industries, weapons facilities, and so on and so forth. And some people say that with so many balloons in the sky, perhaps some of them are confused as UFOs. Is that possible? Well, certainly possible. Of course, we'll have to take a tally of all these weather balloons to see whether or not they coincide with sightings. But the real evidence is, I think, pointing in a slightly different direction. The United States military has now admitted that there are hundreds of these reported sightings of these UAPs, and we don't know what they are. We think that a lot of them, in fact, were weather balloons of some sort, but that leaves a whole bunch, hundreds of them, still unknown, of unknown origin, and the military is basically scratching its head, wondering, what the hell is happening to our skies? Well, let's be very clear about this. Some of these UFO sightings probably are from China. We now realize that the Chinese had a very extensive program of sending these balloons everywhere, basically snooping on other people's facilities, industrial development, and what have you. So that's a matter of fact. And we also know that there have been hundreds of these UFO sightings. But is there an overlap between the two? Maybe. I think it's still too early to tell. But it's something to think about. The fact that we put a lot of stuff in the sky, including weather balloons, including sensors, and some of them definitely could be confused as UFOs. Now, you may say to yourself, now, wait a minute. These UFOs travel at tremendous velocities. These weather balloons, they just float. So how can you confuse one for the other? Well, the answer is something called parallax. And it's an optical illusion caused by the fact that our eyesight and our brain sometimes gets confused. If, for example, a mosquito goes whizzing by your field of vision, you know it's a mosquito, you know that it's not traveling very fast at all. But let's say you did not know the distance between you and the mosquito, and you mistakenly thought the mosquito was really far away, miles and miles away. Well, that mosquito would then zip across your field of vision within a matter of seconds. And you would think, therefore, that the mosquito was traveling at hundreds, thousands of miles per hour. So some people think, I'm not sure I agree with them, but some people think that some of these sightings of objects traveling between Mach 5 and Mach 20, the velocity that was recorded by the United States Navy and different scientists that have looked at these videotapes, that traveling at Mach 5 to Mach 20 is actually an illusion. It's actually caused by the fact that these weather balloons are close to you, and you confuse them, thinking that they're far away. If they're far away, they zip across your field of vision hundreds of miles per hour. But if they're like a mosquito, they simply drift right over your field of vision. So the conclusion is, nobody knows. We still have to have more data. But I think that some of these sightings that we do see of these flying saucers really are, in fact, weather balloons caused by the parallax effect. But that, of course, is only one effect among many. Okay, moving on. Another controversy has erupted about chatbots. Everyone's talking about chatbots. In fact, college students love the idea of having a chatbot. Because if you want to do a term paper about Shakespeare, you simply talk to your laptop computer, ask it to generate an essay about Shakespeare, and boom, there it is. And then the question is it going too far, too fast? I mean, what about the job market? What about teachers that get thrown out of work because students can simply dictate an essay about Shakespeare? You don't need the teacher anymore. You can just basically fake it. And what about Wall Street? Wall Street has to put out press releases advertising a new stock. Why not simply talk to a computer? And the chatbot punches out an essay. Think about it for a moment. Think of all the jobs that are potentially endangered because a lot of jobs simply spit out an essay, a paragraph that a robot can assemble. So is that going to affect the job market? Well, the short answer is yes, but it's not a catastrophe like some people have said. Some people have said that this is the end of Western civilization. Who needs novelists? Who needs script writers? Who needs anybody if you simply talk to a chatbot and it punches out whatever essay you want? Well, let's back up a bit. Think of a carpenter with a hammer. A hammer is very useful. It breaks up the wood. You can hammer a nail down. Carpenters need hammers. But does the hammer replace the carpenter? No. Somebody has to make decisions. Somebody has to eyeball things. Some people have to be able to size up the situation with regards to mistakes and how the building is being constructed. And who's going to design these things? The architects. They're not going to be replaced. And so, in other words, the busy work of actually pounding in the nails, those jobs are going to be replaced. Robots can do that. But to tell the robot where to pound the nail, what structure to build, what design you want, that's going to be done by a human. And of course, robots can mimic human behavior to a degree, but it cannot be original. These robots are very bad at originality. They're very good at homogenizing known information. And so if you tell it to write an essay about Shakespeare, it'll assemble all sorts of data about Shakespeare and put it together. And here's another problem. And that is, these chatbots can lie, and they can also make mistakes. When you ask a chatbot something, it simply goes through its files. But in its files, is there a mistake? Is there a fib? Is there something incorrect in its files? It doesn't know the difference. It's simply a piece of evidence in its files. And so the chatbot whips them all together, incorrect statements, false statements, as well as correct statements. So in other words, it's like a hammer. You, the human, have to tell the hammer what to do. You have to guide it. You have to set the agenda. You're the boss. The hammer simply pounds the nails in. Okay? So that means that, yes, these chatbots can, in fact, write essays about Shakespeare. Some of them perhaps better than what most students can create. But that doesn't mean that these students are prepared for life. Because in life, it's more than simply writing essays about dead playwrights. It's about forging new territories, new designs, new concepts. And that's where things begin to break down with regard to chatbots. And so the conclusion is, are chatbots here to stay? Well, the answer is yes. Are they going to replace people? Well, the answer is yes. Are they going to replace everybody? And what is it going to do to the job market? No, it's not. Because originality, creativity, leadership, coming up with new ideas, new concepts, that cannot be done by a chatbot. Because a chatbot doesn't even know the difference between falsehood and truth. It simply whips together what's already available on the internet. So what's going to happen with these chatbots? Well, I think they're going to become even more popular. Whenever there's an essay that has to be written, you simply talk to your chatbot and boom, it prints out an essay. But if your teacher wants some originality, or you're designing a building and have to include new designs, new concepts, you cannot rely on a chatbot for that. A chatbot simply takes old information in its memory, whips them together in some kind of form, and prints it out, and it's not creative. It's not you. So there are going to be jobs for those people who are creative, who can create new forms. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Another unidentified object caught flying over U.S. airspace last night over Alaska was shot down.
The object was flying at an altitude of 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight.
National Security Council Coordinator John Kirby, where it came from is still a mystery. President Biden will travel to Poland later this month ahead of the one-year anniversary of the war in Ukraine.
He will meet with President Duda of Poland to discuss our bilateral cooperation as well as our collective efforts to support Ukraine and bolster NATO's deterrent.
It appears Tom Brady really is done playing football. ESPN reports Brady officially filed paperwork with the NFL NFL and the NFLPA confirming his retirement. Brady will be eligible for the 2028 Hall of Fame. He recently announced he will join Fox Sports as an analyst in 2024. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Well, once again, we're going to answer some of the emails that I get, and I'll do it in bunches because it's much easier to deal with all the emails that I get rather than doing it one by one. Well, we were talking about artificial intelligence, the fact that artificial intelligence will change the way we work. If you have to write an essay, in the future you'll simply talk to a robot, and the robot will write the essay for you. Doesn't mean the essay will be correct, because of course the robot simply piles together all the information in its memory banks. If the memory banks have incorrect, fake news, fake information, well, sorry about that, your essay is going to come out as a piece of fake material. But let's say something else about artificial intelligence. Some people think that artificial intelligence will allow us to find aliens in outer space. You know, I have friends of mine, PhD physicists in fact, who are members of the SETI project, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. For real, these are not quacks, these are not UFO chasers, these are physicists who believe that we are not alone and that we should listen in on signals from outer space. But then here's the question. What signals? What signals are we looking for? They're not going to speak English, unlike what you find on Star Trek, where everybody speaks English. No, they're going to be speaking their own language in a new way and putting together facts and figures in a way that we may find totally alien. How would we recognize an artificially intelligent message if it were staring at you right in front of your face? Well, that's an interesting question. The way that some people may do it is to use artificial intelligence. You see, artificial intelligence is more than simply a learning machine. It's more than simply something that can reproduce motions in three dimensions like a robot. No, artificial intelligence can seek out patterns. It's a pattern-seeking device. That's what our brain is. Our brain is, in some sense, a pattern-speaking device, which allows us to find order where there is no order. Order out of nothing. That's what our brain allows us to do. And so when we look at outer space and we see all these gibberish coming at us, gibberish from exploding stars and black holes and cosmic rays, all this gibberish, we may think that there's nothing out there. There's no intelligence. There's just background noise. But if you run it through an AI program, the AI system is designed to pick up messages that have intelligence, that have regularities, that have a pattern. And that could be the way to open up artificial intelligence. Maybe we're barking up the wrong tree. Instead of listening for I Love Lucy in a message from a distant star, we should look at the gibberish, the nonsense that comes out, and run it through an artificial intelligence program to see whether or not there's any regularity implying intelligence. Perhaps that's the way to do it. In other words, maybe we've been barking up the wrong tree. Also, here's another way to look for artificial intelligence and life in the universe. Let's say we encounter an alien civilization that has Coke bottles. It litters the field just like we do when we go camping. What do when we go camping? We mess things up. We litter the garbage with all the unnecessary stuff. And the same thing with aliens in outer space. Maybe they're no different from us. In which case, we should look for ancient signals of junk. Intelligent junk. Coke bottles. Maybe we've been barking up the wrong tree, assuming that they're all going to be something like a refugee from Star Trek. No, maybe the aliens are just like us. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. As you said before, perhaps the SETI Project people were barking up the wrong tree. We assumed that all we had to do when we want to find aliens in outer space is to listen for things like I Love Lucy. That is, regularity, patterns that we can recognize by analyzing radio signals from distant galaxies. Well, there's a problem with that. Maybe the aliens don't use radio. Maybe they use lasers. Maybe they use other ways in which to communicate and send messages. So, that's a problem. Maybe radio for them is so old-fashioned that they'd be embarrassed to send signals on the basis of radio. Maybe they don't even use radio at all. And then we assume that they're going to be super clean, super neat. But like I said, what happens if they're just like us and they litter the garbage everywhere they go? So maybe we should look for Coke bottles, pieces of junk. But these pieces of junk have within it the evidence of intelligence. If you see an alien Coke bottle, you would instantly know that it's a work of intelligence. An intelligent creature had to create their Coke bottles, because Coke bottles don't simply materialize out of nothing. No. And so this gets us into a new branch of paleontology, looking for ancient signals of intelligence, like garbage. And also, let's look at their language. Perhaps we should run gibberish through an artificially intelligent computer that is specifically designed to look for patterns that humans will ignore. We would think it's garbage, but they communicate that way. Well, let me give you an example that I've mentioned before. For the Science Channel, they once put me in a swimming pool with dolphins. That's right. Dolphins were swimming with me inside a swimming pool, and they gave me some microphones in the water. I put the microphones in the water, and the microphones picked up chirps, chirps that the dolphins used to communicate with each other. Well, afterwards, I got out of the swimming pool, and we went to a tape recorder hooked up to a computer. The tape recorder fed all these chirps and whistles of the dolphins into the computer, which was specifically designed to look for patterns. How? By looking for regularities in certain kinds of sounds, like the letter E, for example, in English. The letter E is the most common letter in our alphabet. Most words have an E someplace, and that's a signal of intelligence. If you run English into a computer program that doesn't know it's looking at English, it will recognize the fact that E occurs more often than any other vowel. So you then rank all the sounds in this way. What sounds repeat themselves? How often are they repeated? And then you figure out that, oh my God, These dolphins are intelligent. There's a language. A language that these dolphins use to communicate with. And then you go down the scale. You go down to dogs, cats. You go down to rabbits and rats. And then you go down to insects. And by the time you reach insects, the chirps basically lose any kind of regularity that we can tell. And so this is a way to rank the intelligence of non-human organisms. Think about that. So one day, when we encounter alien life in outer space, instead of assuming that they're going to speak English, like on Star Trek, we're going to assume that they speak nonsense, but that nonsense can be run into a computer to look for regularities, patterns, repetitions in the gibberish, and that immediately could then spot intelligence. That may be the way to find intelligence in outer space. So forget listening to I Love Lucy in outer space. No. We may look for garbage can, pieces of garbage, nonsense, all sorts of different kinds of ways of analyzing signals from an intelligent species in outer space. So think about that. Perhaps we've been barking up the wrong tree. And another thing, perhaps their computers do not operate the way our computers operate. Our computers operate on digital signals. On, off, on, off. That's called digital. What happens if they use quantum computers? Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after that, we'll talk about quantum computers. Perhaps the aliens don't even use computers as we know it. Think about that. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of science and science fantastic.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Well, as I said before, we're taking some of the email messages that I get and answering them on air. One message I get is the question that, is computer power slowing down? I mean, computers are so tiny, transistors are going to be the size of atoms. Does it all mean it's going to collapse at some point? Well, some people think so. Some people think there's a day of reckoning when transistors become so small they become the size of atoms. At that point, everything collapses. Well, there's something called Moore's Law. Moore's Law says that computer power doubles every 18 months. And that law has held. In fact, you can go all the way back to the 1800s. When we had mechanical computers, this law, that computer power doubles every 18 months or so, has held for over 100 years. But now it's finally coming to a close. And some people think the Silicon Valley could become a rust belt. Now think about that for a moment. The world economy depends upon computers. The world economy depends on computers becoming faster and faster every year. But what happens when that thing hits a brick wall? Well, how big is a transistor today? The smallest transistor is about 20 or so atoms across. That's how tiny these transistors are. These transistors are digital. They can either be on or off, on or off. That's called digital technology. And the transistors, which can be on or off, are the size of several atoms. But what happens when you hit atomic size? Watch out! At that point, Moore's Law flattens out. And some people think that we are hitting that limit even as we speak. Now, of course, computer power still grows. We're still squeezing as much as we can out of these tiny transistors. But we see the end. The end is there. Now, we physicists, of course, have been talking about that for years. People laughed at us. People were saying, what? Not by a computer because computer power no longer grows? That's stupid. Everybody knows computers are smarter every year. Every Christmas, computers are twice as powerful as they were the last Christmas. Well, sorry about that. Eventually, that'll come to pass, that computer power will flatten out. And that's the end of Moore's Law. That means the computer power will be like Silicon Valley hitting a rust belt. Think about that. A rust belt. What does it mean if your computer next year is going to be just as powerful as the computer this year? Are you going to upgrade? No. No one's going to upgrade anymore, realizing that all computers have peaked in terms of power. Well, that's why we need a new replacement for digital. If we're at the level of atoms, why not create an atomic computer? A quantum transistor. A transistor that computes on atoms rather than on molecules. Well, these are called quantum computers. Believe it or not, they actually exist. In fact, there's a race now, a race between China, the United States, Russia, Europe, to create workable quantum computers. Computers that compute on atoms rather than on silicon transistors. Now, what can you do with that? These quantum transistors are millions of times more powerful than ordinary transistors because they compute on atoms. They're not digital anymore. So, if these quantum computers compute on atoms rather than on molecules, it means that what you can do with it is incredibly complex and powerful, including, in the short term, breaking into other people's codes. Now, we have safety devices that prevent criminals from hacking into your computer. But what happens if the criminal has a quantum computer? We now realize that that criminal can crack any code because all codes are digital, but quantum computers are not digital anymore. They rely on the spin of an atom. The atom can spin like a top. It can spin up, down, sideways, any angle whatsoever, which vastly increases the power of computation. So digital computers are either on or off, on or off. That's the power of transistors. But the power of a spinning atom is that it can spin in any direction you want. So the number of states that it can calculate with is infinitely larger than the on-off, on-off of a digital computer. So what can you do with such a thing? Well, like I mentioned, the short term, you can break into any computer code you want. That means the CIA, the FBI, the KGB, they're all worried about what happens when criminals get access to quantum computers. We're not there yet, but quantum computers do exist, and one day they're going to come and perhaps wreak havoc on computer secrecy. Well, that's the bad news, but think of the good news for the moment. If your computer is now a million times more powerful than a digital computer, think of what you can do. You can create a revolution in technology. You can create, for example, super batteries that can energize a whole bunch of super appliances like electric cars and entire cities. Or you can create cures for diseases. These computers can mimic diseases and find solutions to them, find cures for things like perhaps cancer, perhaps Parkinson's disease, all sorts of things. Well, I have a new book coming out, and what is it about? Quantum computers. So watch for it. It's called Quantum Supremacy, about what happens when quantum computers rule supreme. They are the ultimate computer. Computers which compete on atoms. And of course, Wall Street, the KGB, the CIA, everybody's interested in mastering this new technology. A technology which will make the digital computer look like an abacus. Think about that. A new revolution in computer power.
We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.